This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. 1 million doses of Covishield vaccine procured from India arriving today. 3 people die in different road accident in Tanahu and Morang district, and at least 2 people killed as police disperse protesters in Myanmar. Now, the news in detail. A total of 1 million doses of anti-coronavirus vaccine, Covishield, procured by Government of Nepal are arriving today from India. Assistant spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said that the vaccine is arriving via the flight of Air India this afternoon. As agreed to procure 2 million anti-coronavirus vaccines from Serum Institute of India, the first consignment of the vaccine is being brought today. From the airport, the vaccine would be taken to Taiku-based freezing center for storage. The vaccine will be administered to people above 55 from coming March the 7th. 3 people died in different road accidents in Tanahu and Morang district. 1 person died in a motorcycle accident in Tanahu district along the Prithivi Highway on Friday. According to the district police office inspector Jagdish Regmi, the deceased has been identified as Sandesh Bhattarai of Sukla Gandaki 8. Another person injured in the accident is undergoing treatment at Pokhara-based Gandaki Hospital. Likewise, 2 people died last night in a road accident in Urlawari 4 in Morang district along the East-West Highway. According to the police, the deceased has been identified as 23-year-old Pradeep Dhami and 22-year-old Sudeep Bhujil from Urlawari 8. The Mahendra Basic School, situated at Olangchung Gola of Fatanglung Rural Municipality 7 in Taplejung District, that was shut due to the snowfall around 2 months ago, will resume its teaching learning activities from February the 37th. Principal of the school, Dick Bahadur Kesi, said the school, having 32 students, would resume classes from February 27 after the weather started improving gradually. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 2 people have been killed in protest in Myanmar against a military coup, the worst violence yet in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations. Reports from the ground said police used live ammunition to disperse demonstrators in Mandalay. At least 20 people were injured. Hundreds had gathered for the rally at a shipyard in Myanmar's second largest city. Protesters are demanding the release of Aung San Suu Kyi along with other members of her National League for Democracy, NLD party. She is under house arrest, accused of possessing illegal walkie-talkies and violating the country's natural disaster law. The military alleges the NLD's landslide election win last year was fraudulent but have not provided proof. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has lost an appeal against his jailing for violating the terms of a suspended sentence. Navalny was detained last month after returning to Russia from Germany, where he was being treated for a near-fatal nerve agent attack. He has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for the attack and says the charges against him are fabricated. The Kremlin denies any involvement in his poisoning. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in Texas, clearing the way for more federal funds to be spent on relief efforts in the U.S. state. Power is returning across Texas and temperatures are set to rise, but at least 14 million people are still having difficulty accessing clean water. Mr. Biden has said he will visit Texas as long as his presence is not a burden on relief efforts. Nearly 60 deaths have been attributed to cold weather across the United States. The administration had already declared a state of emergency for Texas along with Oklahoma and Louisiana. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. 1 million doses of Covishield vaccine procured from India arriving today. 3 people die in different road accident in Tanahu and Morang district, and at least 2 people killed as police disperse protesters in Myanmar. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.